only Jesus had come when we had sent word that Lazarus was ill.
Mary, Martha, Jesus is coming. I saw him in the distance just outside the village.
Stay with Mary. I'm going out to meet him. Jesus, if you had been here, I know Lazarus would still be alive. Even now I know God will give you anything you ask.
Martha, your brother will rise again.
Yes, I know, in the resurrection on the last day.
Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
Yes. Yes, I do. You are the Messiah, the Son of God.
Where is Mary?
I will get her for you. Mary, Jesus is asking for you.
Teacher, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't be dead.
Where have you laid him? Where is the tomb?
This way.
Open the tomb.
But he's been dead for 4 days.
Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Oh God, I am grateful that you have listened to me. I know you always do listen, but because of the crowd here, I've spoken so that they will believe that you sent me. Lazarus, arise. Now go and help your brother.
Could it happen? As with so many stories in the Bible, I find myself asking, could it happen? Did creation happen in only 6 days? Were Adam and Eve the first two people on the planet? If so, who did Cain and Abel marry? I know you've asked that one. Did Abraham really leave everything behind and answer God's call? Did Moses begin life in a basket in a river? What about those walls that Joshua caused to fall in Jericho? Did Jesus really turn water into wine, talk to a Samaritan woman, and take a drink of water from her, heal a royal official's child, heal someone who had been an invalid for 38 years, feed 5,000 people, walk on water, heal a man born blind? Could it happen? Many times in the Gospel of John, I find myself asking, could it happen? Did Jesus really say that? I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the Messiah. I am the living bread of heaven. Did Jesus really say that? Today's text is no different. It leaves me with many questions. I've read it a jillion times, and every time I read it, I want to say, that's nice, then turn to a different gospel and pretend that the Gospel of John doesn't exist. With all of the I am statements by Jesus, by the many ways the text in the Gospel of John have been used in anti-Semitic ways, with the long discourses by Jesus that don't appear in any other gospel, the Gospel of John can really stretch us preachers. Of course, what better time to be stretched than as we begin our journey with Jesus to the cross and resurrection? Still, this is a very unsettling text. First of all, John has the resurrection of Lazarus before resurrection is supposed to be a normal event. We like to think of God raising Jesus as starting the whole resurrection thing. And on top of that, this is a pretty dramatic resurrection. Second of all, I'm not sure if I've seen too many paintings of this gospel story and pictures of this text, or it's just my own vivid imagination. But even as a child, I didn't like this story. I can remember being scared silly at the dead man coming alive and coming out of the tomb, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. It makes me uncomfortable. Whenever I'm unsettled, uncomfortable with a text, I'm very thankful for commentaries. I'm very thankful for scholars who have studied a particular text for years and years, who offered their insights and put the text back into perspective for me. Gail O'Day is who I turn to when it comes to the Gospel of John. So earlier this week, I took that particular commentary from my bookshelf, opened to the chapter on John 11, anticipated the relief I would experience when I read words that explained this text, a rational explanation. Instead, I found the question that I kept asking, the question that I believe many of us do ask. It's the question that we can ask all day long about the great Bible stories, but this isn't just a great Bible story. This is resurrection. And Gail O'Day put on paper the question we ask about creation, Adam and Eve, Moses, water into wine, walking on water, the question we don't want to ask when it comes to Jesus and death and resurrection. We don't want to explore this too far, right? We don't want to have to stretch ourselves to ask, could this happen? Could this really happen? Lazarus becomes ill. Mary and Martha send word to Jesus that he whom you love is ill. Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, yet he stays where he is for two more days, even though he knows Lazarus is ill. Jesus then says to his disciples, let us go to Judea. The disciples aren't real thrilled about going since the religious leaders had tried to stone Jesus. They don't think it's a real good idea to return to that place. Jesus tells the disciples that Lazarus, our friend, has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to awaken him. The disciples say, hey, if he's fallen asleep, he'll be all right. Jesus tells them simply, Lazarus is dead. Let us go to him. When they arrive in Bethany, Lazarus has been in the tomb 4 days. That means Lazarus is truly dead. There can be no doubt at this point. As we know, Martha tells Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus answers, your brother will rise again. And Martha already knows this. Martha already believes in resurrection. Everyone knew that there would be resurrection on the last day. On the last day, resurrection will happen. Resurrection is not a foreign thought. People believe that through God, on the last day, resurrection will occur. And then as we heard earlier, Jesus says what I say, what most pastors say, somewhere in every funeral service. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus asked Martha if she believes this. And Martha says, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. Jesus then has a conversation with Mary, as we saw, who repeats, Martha, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. As they approach the tomb, Jesus says, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, says, Lord, already there is a stench because he's been dead 4 days. Martha says, no, don't go in there. He's dead. Martha, who along with her sister Mary said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. Martha, the one who knows that there is resurrection on the last day, that Martha tries to stop Jesus from going near the tomb. See why this text makes us uncomfortable? Martha offers a confession of faith. Martha proclaims that Jesus is the Messiah, but to believe that Jesus can do anything about someone who has been in the tomb for 4 days? Could it happen? Along with Martha, Mary, and those who gathered to mourn, we can believe that God has power over the course of life and death. But do we really believe that God, through Jesus, has power over the course of life and death? I completely understand Martha trying to stop Jesus. We don't want to go near the tomb. We don't like the tomb. We don't need to go in there. We proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, but death makes us uncomfortable. We even know the end of the story. Martha doesn't. I'm referring to the end of the Gospel of John, by the way. We know that Jesus is raised by God. We know the power that lies in resurrection. Martha doesn't have as much information as we do, yet we stand there with Martha saying, wait, stop. We don't need to go there. If Jesus had only come a few days earlier, instead of waiting around, Lazarus wouldn't be in that tomb. Instead, Jesus shows up now when death is a reality and it isn't even Easter. And Jesus asks if we believe that he is the resurrection and the life. Jesus asks if we believe that those who believe in him, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. Jesus stands before us before Palm Sunday, before Maundy Thursday, before Good Friday, before Easter, and asks us, do we believe this? And even though I can answer yes, when Jesus walks toward that tomb, I would probably beat Martha in saying, Lord, stop, don't go there. It's been 4 days. It's a good thing that Jesus didn't listen to those of us who would try to stop him, for as we know, Jesus prays, tells Lazarus to come out, and there is resurrection. It appears that resurrection isn't only for that last day. When Jesus shows up and speaks, he creates possibilities in life where there is no life. God, through Jesus Christ, invites us to live resurrection and to live life. If we believe this, then we don't live by the power of death. We live by the power of life with God here and now, believing that even after death, we remain in the full presence of God. Before Jesus reveals God's glory, he asks if we believe that even in the midst of total death, total nothingness, that God, through him, brings us life. Jesus confronts our biggest question, for some our greatest fear. Jesus confronts death as we know it and reveals God's life-giving presence now and after death. Could it happen? This story of Lazarus? Is it just a story that John put in the gospel to address another aspect of resurrection before the big one on Easter? Could it happen? This life-giving presence through Jesus when death has already come through the door and been around for 4 long days? I talked to a clergy friend of mine this week, and she asked me what I was preaching today. I told her that we were using the narrative lectionary for Lent, which meant I had to struggle with the Gospel of John for 6 weeks. This week was a big struggle because the story of Lazarus makes me so uncomfortable. There just isn't a good sermon illustration because this is powerful stuff. And it makes us all want to ask Jesus, what about our loved ones? What about our friends? And then people want to know, can it happen? It's a tough text. I thought my friend was going to hang up the phone on me. She got so irritated with me. She said, seriously, out of everyone I know, you of all people have the life-giving presence of God in the midst of death right there in front of you. I was shocked at how angry she was with me. I didn't know what she was talking about. My friend then asked me, do you still not believe? I asked her to calm down and to please tell me what it was that I was not getting. And she said, Lori, you are serving a church that at one time thought it was dead. People did not want to walk in. After all, it had been 4 days. Somewhere inside that church that some may have considered to be a tomb, was a group of people who believe that the impossible can happen. All they had to do was believe in Jesus, that Jesus truly is the resurrection and the life. All they had to do was listen for the voice of God through Christ. All they had to do was respond, and they believed it could happen. There is resurrection with God in the midst of death and life. Because of the faith of the members a First Christian Church, the church is living resurrection. 6 weeks before Easter, and we are asked if we believe. And time after time after time, I find myself trying to stop Jesus before he goes anywhere near that tomb. 6 weeks before Easter, and a friend reminds me that I have the blessing of looking at the faces of people who not only believe it, but live it every day. Lazarus, Jesus, the tomb, 4 days, resurrection. Could it happen? I thank God for this opportunity to struggle all through Lent. Amen.